All right.
And welcome. You are listening to The Bro Show with the all-star cast of Christian and Alan and Crystal and Paul.
And part of
it. I think this is the first, is it?
Yes. We'll see.
All right.
No, we've been on a podcast together before.
All four of us?
Yeah. The first... Yes, we have.
What happened was...
Paul was gone for a half hour of it.
Yeah. Paul, exactly. Paul was cooking or something in the background. And then we just heard his pots and pans clanging as we were talking. We're like, dude, what the fuck? You need to mute yourself. And he's in the kitchen right now.
Exactly.
Where is it? It's all good.
Yeah. I have to help you with laptops, so not a problem.
Can you please describe your shirt to me? Because that is a cool looking shirt.
So it is a mashup, obviously. It is the
Ghostbusters.
And then the ghosts from Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man?
Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. What the? Ms. Pac-Man actually has a bow, first
That's
of all.
That's true. And then she also has more rights and can vote now, so... Yeah. She's not
And she can drive in Saudi Arabia. She can drive.
Marginalized in the video game world. She has her own video game. So
and she can apply to be a Navy SEAL.
Yep. Exactly. Oh wow.
So, yeah, for all.
There you go. On that note, happy Veterans Day, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was reading a post. There was a guy in the Air Force talking about how I'll have to find it for you, Alan, and you guys. There's the he talks about how he's like, I joined the military to serve me. I didn't join the military to serve the military. Like, I got all these benefits. I got these perks. I got the education. So when you say thank you for serving, I feel awkward. And I'm like, dude, I know exactly how that feels. So, yeah.
Hey, man, it's a business proposition. Maybe the people who are saying thank you for your service is just like, fuck that. We wouldn't have taken that. We couldn't have taken that wager. So, thank you.
I mean, it's like thanking the whole cast and crew of a good movie. And then the guy that had to take the trash out is like, am I part of the cast and crew?
Yeah. Oh, it's like being on, it's like being on the bench of a championship team. And you get a ring.
Hey, Luke Walton, how you doing? So,
yeah.
Anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So... But anyways, regardless, still, thank you for your service and enjoy all of the awesome, sweet benefits that you got from that deal. So you should.
Thank you. We went to a Brazilian steakhouse because it was 50% off for veterans and 20% off for all of their guests. And me and my wife still spent $120 there.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
But.
Just you and your wife?
Well, we went with another couple, and they probably spent around $100 too.
That's not bad for Brazilian barbecue.
No, they're supposed to be half off already for veterans.
Yeah, that trust me.
Yep.
That's not bad.
No, yeah, no, yeah. People at Pele Pele would spend maybe $150 minimum on a family of four.
Yeah.
Oh, but
Brazilian steakhouse is are known to be expensive.
Yeah.
It's still expensive.
What I'm known for?
What are you doing in a Brazilian steakhouse? You trying to be part of a Where's Waldo or something like that? It's like they ain't never gonna find his ass in here.
Find him here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to text you the next steakhouse I go to. I'm just gonna text you a picture saying, I know who's not in here.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
very cool.
But it was a good meal. Despite the cost, and apparently the cost wasn't even surprising. It wasn't a ripoff because it was an awesome meal.
That's good.
Food.
Glad you had a great time.
Good, nice decorations for the restaurant. We had good company and we had good service. So,
you sick, man?
I don't know. I hope this is me getting sick, unless this is just how I start talking now from now on.
No. Yeah, you're sounding a little stuffy.
Congested, yeah.
A little nasally.
The weather changed. What's the weather like over there?
In Houston, it got a little bit cold. And when I say cold, it got into the 70s.
Jeez. Meanwhile, it's 20s to 40s over here in
Virginia.
Virginia. Exactly. Yeah,
I got cold here in California last night. I had to put a sweatshirt on. It was like 67.
Perfect weather. Yeah.
No, it'll get it'll. It's. I think it's like in the 30s over here.
Yeah.
Right now.
So, yeah, we need to name our various headquarters and branches.
Oh, yeah.
So
over here is Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, you're starting to say Louisville like you live in Louisville.
I've been saying Louisville like I live in Louisville.
You used to say,
thank
I'm
you.
Moving to Louisville.
No, actually, you just said before we moved, you're like, you need to make sure you say it correctly.
Like, you just have, it just has to mumble out of your mouth, like one syllable, just like Louisville.
There's a, yeah, that's how people usually say it here. They have like a sign, like a sign you would see at like a bar or whatever, and it says like Louis. It's just like Louisville, and it's spelled like L-E-W-I-ville or like Louisville, like L-O-O-E-Y, just like a bunch of ways people.
Also
butcher
has
it.
The phonetic spelling.
Is that like the same sign that says like for hearing impaired or for handicap?
No, like, people mispronounce it all the time.
Yeah. So what's going on, Alan? You got some hard hitting questions. And by the way, yeah, this is gonna be fun for you to edit. Yeah. I can tell. Definitely.
There was a episode where it was just me and Christian, and I talked to him about this idea I had and it was just an idea that only I liked. Or I had some like little, I call them rapid fire icebreakers. But sometimes throughout the week, before we record, I have these certain things that pop into my mind, and I'm like, I think it would be good podcast conversation topics. And I start putting them on my phone. One of them was that Texas to Brazil thing. I wanted to tell you guys how much money I spent there. But another one was I smashed a car door into someone's finger, which it sucks. It happens, and it hurts them. But like, isn't it usually their fault?
like against a door or something,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, like I closed the car door and someone's finger was there, and so like the car door smashed. But like, and so it sucked. Like I felt bad. Like someone got hurt. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, man, Is it my responsibility to like check the door gasket to make sure it's clear before I close the door, or is it theirs?
Was this like an adult human that got?
Yeah. No, it wasn't one of the kids.
Okay, because I'd be like, no, totally fault. That's an easy one.
Hey, Charlene, you need to check your pants, Charlene.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Get it together. Come on.
You need to watch what daddy's doing all the time.
No, but because I remember, because it's happened, like, so I don't know how often this is supposed to happen, but I can remember like 3 or 4 different times where it's happened, and I've always been the one that's smashing the door. I've never been the one whose fingers were in the car door.
Well, how the hell are you closing the door? Are you like manhandling it, like, you know?
It's a door.
Knocking on the.
I closed the door.
So maybe his delivery. Maybe he has like no wind up. So it's just like a short stroke.
Yeah.
You know. So.
But when a door smashes on a finger, and it's like it's hard enough to where it closes, you know, it didn't bounce back off of their finger and still open, like it.
Ow.
You know, it latched closed. Because Christian, I remember this happened with me and you back when we were kids. We were like 10 years old or something. And that one was a pretty bad one because it was a sliding door that I closed onto your finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then like, so you couldn't really react. And then my, like, I think you either started crying or started screaming or something. But mm-hmm. then like, I opened the door and I mean, it hurt. And there was nothing I could do about it at that time. And then, you know, like the rest of the evening was trying to get ice on your fingers and stuff. But then I was like, is that my fault?
So I would say, and this is kind of nerd, a little bit podcast nerdy here, but if you reference one of the guys who is that Navy SEAL that was on the Tim Ferriss show,
Jocko Willink
would probably tell you
extreme accountability
that it's your fault.
He's the guy. He's the author of so that's Extreme Ownership.
Exactly.
Yep. What were you gonna say, Paul?
Paul, are you familiar with Jocko Willink?
Oh, you
also?
Gotta remember, I listen to the same podcast you guys do, and
oh right, and also he was on Joe Rogan
as
well.
He's a, common Rogan, pretty common on Rogan, and yeah, that book.
Okay, so who would like to give the rundown? Who would like?
I was about to.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, yeah, I'm sorry, Paul. Idea. I'm gonna shut up now.
Don't cut me off, man.
It's cool. Fuck. It's cool. Go, Paul.
I know it's been a while since you've been on the podcast and stuff, but you know we like to take turns. So,
well, you better hurry up because it's about to be the end of your turn.
So Jocko Willink is Navy SEAL. He pretty much wrote a book called Extreme Accountability, where the concept is no matter what happens, it's a consequence of your actions. So if something good happens, great, let's move forward. If anything bad happens, great, that's an opportunity to do this, let's move forward. And you can essentially just say, great, let's move forward to everything, because that's how you get shit done. It's actually, I like to personally subscribe to that. It pisses some people off, but then I'm like, all right, well, while I'm being effective, you go sulk. So, you know, some people right. need some more time to digest things sometimes, but I'd rather just
all right. done. Alan, anything so, you want to add
yeah,
to
no,
that?
I read the same book. I think it's called Extreme Ownership, but I think it's an awesome concept, and I can see why it came from a former Navy SEAL. The move forward part is something I agree with wholeheartedly. And also, like, the result of your own actions, I think, Paul, you put it really well, because whether you would say it's this person's fault or that person's fault, I think would be too absolute with the analysis. Like, even like say a car crash, it's usually someone's at fault because of insurance purposes, but there's something that each party could have done to affect the outcome of the car crash. And so in this case, let's, you know, back to the car door thing, moving forward and learning from it. Yes, that's one thing. But as far as how do you analyze what happened, I feel like that would have happened the exact same way. Like, that could happen tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to start checking doors for fingers.
You should just stop closing car doors.
Just stop closing them. Yeah, I'm just going to start leaving them open. That way,
nobody's at fault.
It lowers the percentage.
Exactly. It's funny. Yeah. You're going to be sitting there, like, just looking at people. Like, are you going to vote? Yeah.
You do that. You handle this. You take care. That's a so Alan. That then you'd be like, you know, upper management written all over you, right? Just a straight shooter.
Just delegating accountability.
Just delegating. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, you just start walking away from your car, and then they'll be like, dude, and you're like, hey, can you go get that? Thanks, I got it.
That if anyone's seen that new or the newer Tom Cruise movie American Made, if he's it's like a pilot that was smuggling drugs or whatever. There's a scene where he thinks that someone's trying to plant a bomb in his car. So basically, every time he goes to start his car, he tells everyone, like, hey, if you wouldn't mind just backing up a bit, please, just for a minute.
So that he can go check.
He doesn't want the car to explode on the innocent bystanders. And, like, so.
Oh, but like, for him, he's.
Every time he starts the car door, he has to look around, and then there's someone walking by. He goes, oh, excuse me, miss. Yeah, if you could just take a few steps back, please, for a second. That would be nice.
Wow. Nuts. But, yeah, so I think personal accountability takes a factor in there. Kind of makes me think of like relationships when they don't, especially like when they don't work out. Really, people like to assign blame, or people like to say like who broke up with who or what happened wrong or whatever. But I mean, at the end of the day, from what I can tell, it's almost always both people's fault in some way, shape, or form. Even if it's not equally a person's, it could be mostly one person's fault, but still it's like, There was some involvement by both parties when things go south.
Oh yeah, or even how things went south, right? Like when things went south, like how the south was handled by either side.
How's the south was handled? That sounds like a book.
I'm talking about the Battle of the Alamo,
written by Abraham Lincoln. How the South
how to handle the South. But yeah, I guess if you know, and the thing is, if you knew how to handle the South, then you would still probably still be in that relationship, right? So even if it was the other person that might have been instigating or or starting stuff or causing the issue, it still means that, like, you know, you couldn't handle it in a graceful way. And maybe, by the way, that wouldn't be a fair thing to ask for you to do. So maybe it's like, forget this. This is not worth my time. And so then it breaks. But
yeah. I would also add, like, whether or not you remain friends after.
Who cares?
Well, I guess whether or not we know Paul's opinion on whether or not you remain friends.
No, look, if you stay friends, great. If you don't, hey, man, you guys are separating paths for a reason. So, you know, it's not like, it's one of those things where I'd love to be friends with all my exes.
Hell no, I totally disagree. I could not disagree more. The South just went south. I would love to be friends with all my ex-girlfriends. Are you kidding me?
Apparently you didn't write that book. So, on how to handle going south. But yeah.
Here's how you handle the south. Yeah. Do not be friends with that person.
How to handle the south, not by Alan Menelanton. First of all, don't go to a Brazilian restaurant. Forward by Alan Menelanton. Fuck that bitch.
Like, at that Brazilian place, the waiter should have told us, like, hey, even if you have a discount, you still know you're at a Brazilian restaurant, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So
dishes are done, man.
Nice. Awesome.
Productivity.
So it's not going to sound like you're like training samurai as you're talking with us. It's like, shing, 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 shing. It's like...
So what about you guys? Friends after relationship, same as Paul, or anything to add? Any thoughts, Crystal?
I mean,
I can see the stink on your face, but explain.
Yeah, I don't really know. Like Paul said, it really depends. Like there are times where, you know, people will try to work things out just as, like, I guess as exes to be mutual and to be rational, but. Like, people just get really emotional sometimes, so they just need, like, their time to, like, themselves. And then, like Paul said, if it's, you know, everything happens for a reason, but if we're meant to be friends, then we're gonna be friends. But, like, it sucks when people try to push to make that an end goal, when really, like, if it's supposed to be that way, then it will be, but it can't be forced. It can't be like, oh, yeah, we're friends, so, like, what kind of a friendship is that if you guys both feel awkward or obligated to be in this friendship? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of a good point. It sounds like you're saying, like, why force being friends if we couldn't even force being together? Like
exactly.
Forcing either
no,
one,
another,
it seems like it's not working.
It's another type of relationship that's forced, which is still bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Or that's not
like
genuine.
This one really sucks, because now we can't even break up. Because, like, you can't even break up with a friend.
It's like, well, I can't. Okay, well, but yeah. So that's what I think. Just because, having like an ex that you aren't friends with anymore, like, it sucks. Just because, you know, it's someone you were close to for a long time. Yeah. But I mean, obviously, you guys weren't working out, so it's time to go. Like, it's time.
Also,
bye, Felicia.
Yeah, it depends on how much you like trust yourself. In that situation, yeah.
That's what I just think after a relationship, I mean, I think everybody after a relationship should work on self-growth, but it's how are you supposed to grow? Like, the reason you left that person is to grow mm-hmm. on your own, or, like, but if you guys stay stuck...
Or pursue new pussies. I mean, come on, man. Like, that's like... Look, I can tell you... Wait, your mom and dad listen to this show, don't they?
hold on. Before, if you don't mind, compose your thought, Paul. But I want to kind of cut you off a little bit, because you just reminded me of our an old high school buddy of mine. Crystal, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but I think the other two guys are. And he had a girlfriend, and he had, like, basically the reason why he broke up with this girl. Do you remember Alan?
Yes. I'm going to probably edit the names out, but go ahead.
So, Alan. Beep. Beep. And his girlfriend, beep.
So I'm going to butcher this, so maybe somebody can say it for me. But essentially, he had a talk with her in terms of, like, why they weren't working out anymore. And it was basically because, like, she was not going to have sex with him. And he's like, I don't want to be going this whole stretch of time, like, without any sex. So, like, I'm basically out, but,
No, here, I got it. Here's what he said.
Go ahead. I knew it. Okay, for the save.
Hey, beep. he's like, hey, baby, it doesn't bother me that we don't have sex. It bothers me that I don't have sex.
Good for him. Good for him. Yeah.
And so that was that, pretty much, effectively. And then the next girl that he was with, oh my god, like rabbits. Like, he came into our apartment one time, and we're just like, coincidentally, we were smelling something kind of funny. Like, we're like, you guys smell that? You guys smell
that? Story is like going south real quick, and I don't know if I can handle this right south. Now.
And then,
yeah, the south just went south.
Yeah, and then the guy, beep, right? That the guy, like, he started, like when we were smelling around, like, he started, like, holding his hands up to his, like his nose, like smelling his fingers and shit, and you're like, no, man, I think I'm good. I mean, I just, you know, I've had some, but I'm good still. Turns out, like, a neighbor had started a small fire because they had left
yeah, an egg so running. The apartment guy.
So when he had
totally,
sex,
totally under
yeah, yeah.
Burning. It smells like, so when he has sex, it smells like burning.
Apparently, like, that was his first instinct.
When
we're like,
wooden cock? Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, and did she have a pine cone vagina? Like, is this like...
Weird. Not related to anything we were talking about, but it's just the fun little memories of that's a good apartment.
I can one up the nasty level as far as the experiences of that apartment.
Oh god.
Remember when that one dude brought the girl over and then they were both gone the next morning, but there was blood on the couch?
Oh god. Yes.
Oh my.
Yes. Oh no!
Yeah, south just went south.
Gross.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And then we were trying to, like, because there was a few things in the living room that were out of place, and so we're like trying to go CSI, like, okay, I wonder what happened. What were the sequence of events that led up to the blood being here? Because it was weird. It wasn't just like isolated on one of the cushions. There was like a streak of it.
No. I'm gonna laugh if you guys are like trying to CSI it, and like behind the couch is like a dead body. Like, I wonder what the fuck happened here.
Homicide. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So somebody, some poor girl's memory of being deflowered was that was the scene of the incident.
Oh, I remember.
Thank God for leather.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I remember one time I turned on the lights after having sex one time, and I saw like a streak of blood going from like my crotch all the way down to my ankle, like a couple like long streaks. I was like, of course, I freaked out for a second, and I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then, like, because I was sitting on the couch, and she was riding me, and if we're going to get graphic here, why not?
Go ahead.
So, yeah, so apparently when I stood up, there was, like, a pool of blood in my crotch, so it just ran down my leg, because I was like, what? Like, it looked like fresh blood, and I was like, is there something I should know about? Is, you know... No, she just
I'm not gonna get pregnant. Like, that's what she... That's what you should know. So, all right. Yeah.
Apparently, I have a wire hanger for a dick. No.
All right, I got one more, and then we can move on. But this.
So, thank God.
So there was this Navy dude, black dude, and he's talking about some girl that he met in wherever. And they're like hotel room, real dark, and they're about to get it on. Well, he went down on her, right? And so, it was kind of wet, which was expected, was fine. And then he said, like, so he didn't have sex.
I was half food.
This is so weird, guys. That's cool.
So he said he didn't have sex with her, but like when he went to go, like, he went into the hotel restroom, to go clean up. Well, he looked in the mirror. He still didn't see the blood. He's a black dude, right? So he couldn't see it, right? But what he did, he grabbed one of those hotel towels to wipe his face off.
Oh, no.
Oh! Ew, that's so disgusting. Ew.
The South just went triple South. The South is north. The South has been reborn.
I think you have a couple ideas for the name of the episode.
Sorry to my dad if you're listening to this for
this
real.
This episode is called, wait, your parents watch, listen to this?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It's all right, real.
So
oh,
I also wanted
gosh.
To talk about...
So item four on the agenda is...
Hard left now.
Hard left into a U-turn, quickly.
Let's get away from black dudes going down on bloody vaginas and into the next topic. Please, take it away, Alan.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
The nun.
All right.
I'm so glad I decided to jump into this. So.
Yeah, this is good.
So let me cut you off then, since you're recovering.
Okay.
My parents are moving out of their house of Simi.
Whoa, that's big news.
They just sold the house in Simi. So, yeah, so they're moving to their retirement home in Vegas. So they'll be moving there, I think, by the sometime around the beginning of next year. They'll live close to Uncle Rick.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I have to clean out all my old shit in my room because they kept the room for me, right? So, no, I found a couple boxes that were filled with letters.
Oh.
Letters from, like, ex-girlfriends, from girls I knew, family, you know.
While you were in the...
Yeah, like, some of them were actually while I was in boot camp. I guess, I mean, Alan can kind of relate to this. I mean, since this is a Veterans Day podcast. In boot camp, I don't know about you, but I wrote to anyone and anyone who I had an address to. Because... there's no instant messenger. There's no email.
Snail mail is all you had.
You had that and a calling card, and you might have got that 10 to 15 minutes, like once every 4 weeks. So it's like you wrote letters anytime you could. And what I did was, as I was going through them, I was like, I don't think I've seen or received a real letter from anyone since boot camp. Or since maybe right after boot camp. I think South Carolina was when I stopped receiving mail. No, New York. New York was when I stopped receiving mail. Mm-hmm. But it was crazy. So what I decided to do was I took all the letters and I took pictures of them and sent them to the girls that actually sent them to me.
Whoa.
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 Talk about not friends with your exes.
No, but they're not all my exes. A lot of them were friends. So it's
right.
So I've been texting and Facebook messaging a lot of my friends. And the thing is, a lot of the letters weren't like romantic, or they were like, hey, what's your daily life going on?
That's actually pretty cool.
I miss you. Like, hey, like this happened around here. I wish you were here for like this birthday celebration, or this group of friends were asking about you. You know, everyone misses you type of thing.
Exactly. So I was just thinking to myself, I can't remember. I don't even know if I can write. I had a few letters that I had photocopied and saved that I wrote that I sent out. I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? Like, to remember what I wrote to them? Like, I don't even remember why I did that. And I was like, I was writing in perfect cursive. There was no mistakes, no whiteout. Like, I don't remember, like, I can't type four words without, like, fucking up my typing.
Autocorrect. Yeah. Without autocorrect and stuff.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. So, you know, and also in those same letters were those 90s style pictures, those glamour pictures where everything exposed and
the
hazy.
wallet size pictures.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But the girls that had sent those to me, I sent them back to them. And they were just dying laughing. I mean, yes, some of them were exes, but at the same time, it's like, you know, hey, I'm mature enough to go, hey, do you remember this? This was funny. Ha ha. Carry on with your life. Thought you'd enjoy this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
So,
I mean, I think, that's like when Facebook has that feature of, you know, hey, you've been friends with this person for, you know, 6 years, and then they show like a picture from a way back sort of thing. Like,
yeah,
that sort of stuff is cool.
And they're
to
like
remember.
Writing you're like, you while you're wearing a sauna outfit. You're like, this is awkward.
Oh yeah, Facebook gets those wrong all the time. Like the context is like, ooh, this. Yeah.
I don't know why I added her. That's why I have 1,500 friends. Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know who I've added over the years. Just like, I will get that, hey, you've been friends with this person for so long. And I'm just like, I'm pretty sure I've met her once and I had a nice lengthy conversation with her over why I like whiskey instead of scotch. And that's it. Like, that's the only connection I have with her through Facebook. Because I had no mutual friends with them. I have nothing else connected to them.
It's, you know what's weird is that is crazy that you you know, letters just don't get written anymore. It's kind of like a lost art. But at the same time, let's say letters were like a thing of like 20 years ago. You're never like 20 years from now, you're not gonna find letters because they're not around today. But you're more likely to have records of the communications you have today, like. 20 years from now, you might open up your Gmail account or your Facebook account or your Instagram and say, oh my goodness, this was 20 years ago or 15 years ago.
Dude, oh my God, do that right now.
Look at all this porn I subscribe to. Yeah, grandpa was
sentimental. Yep. So, I remember looking up, like going to the all mail. I'm like doing it right now within Gmail and just going to like, you can actually sort to from newest to oldest. And then sort the other way around, sort from oldest to newest, and then just go to oldest. Like, just straight up to oldest. And I'm just like, damn. Some of the stuff that I wrote, it was a lot of stuff. It was a lot of, like, one-liner chat stuff because I just use it as a substitute for chat messaging.
For texting.
For instant messaging. Yeah, we didn't have texting, but yeah. So, you know who I miss, actually? It's,
no one in this room, apparently. So.
No, well, you guys are here. The fuck? Damn, you all right? I haven't paid attention to you for like a week and you like turn into this?
Like three weeks.
Oh, see? See what I mean? Chill out.
Do you smell that? Smells bitter to me.
It smells like burning blood to me.
Oh, God. Exactly. So I miss my ex-girlfriend's cousins
who
we hung out with.
And,
And
by the way, I moved and none of them fucking showed up. So, like.
Damn. For all the times that you helped everybody else move, is what you're saying?
What do you mean showed up? Like, did you tell them? Or, what's the deal with, were they supposed to show up? Or?
Probably not.
I probably helped Christian move every single time.
Four times, maybe?
And then when Casey and Robin moved, I helped them. And then.
I did not know that.
I helped all of them move. And then they're always like, yeah, man, when you move, I'm like, all right.
You know what's funny is that must be a De Leon thing because every time my dad moved, Uncle
Rick was there. Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just natural navigators of the moving process.
Yeah, exactly.
De Leon is actually Filipino for moving.
Yeah, movie service.
Excellent lifter.
Yep. Yeah, apparently I was getting emails from, here we go, from Alan Manilanton MM3.
Oh, my that was like my Navy email account?
Malenko Mendes.
That was your Navy account?
Malenko Mendes.
And that was so the oldest email I have from you.
Probably a picture of Jessica Alba.
Well, he always ended his emails with like, how many days were left?
Oh, in the Navy.
And so.
Yeah. I remember that.
So the oldest one I have is.
In your voicemails as well. Like any voicemails you would send mom and I.
Yeah.
You'd be like, however many days.
You're freaking and we had like prison, man. P.S. 820 days left.
Yeah, you would always do that. I remember that. Yes.
Happy Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day.
Exactly. Happy Veterans Day. You made it.
You made it
820 days plus 6 more years. Right?
That was the slowest 6 years of my life. Like, I mean, including like adolescence and teen years, because I remember
you had some pretty slow teen years too. So I was doing damn.
But the 6 years in the Navy, I remember when I was celebrating my 6 years out of the Navy anniversary, like 6 years since I left the Navy, and that amount of time went by like in the blink of an eye.
Oh yeah.
Like, right. Why did these Navy years take so long?
Because they were depressing. And they were depressing. So. And repetitive. It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, man.
Same shit every day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way.
They would show the movie Groundhog Day on the ship.
That is.
Like while we were in deployment.
How fucking ironic.
That's even more depressing.
Probably better than all the porn they put on ours.
Yeah, man. So,
like after like 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks of no sublife, no women.
There it is.
70 guys are gonna watch porn in the big screen TV in the mess hall. So, what? And I walk in. What the fuck is going on? Training video.
I remember. My first deployment.
Yep.
I actually had a diary of sorts. Like almost every day, like maybe 3 or 4 times a week, I would write into my laptop just like a few lines before I went to bed. Just like what happened throughout the day or what I was thinking or whatever my thoughts were. Just like a little diary entry. And then I went back and read it after I left the Navy, and it's weird. It's almost like somebody else wrote it.
Yeah, someone in prison.
Go ahead.
Can I read one of these to you? And you can say who wrote this. Like I have there's a little bit of a mystery, so maybe you can help me solve it. What's up, guys? I hope you're having as much fun as I am.
What's up, guys?
What's that?
Shut up. Let him finish.
Oh, it's a good impression. I don't need to make an impression of Alan. I just need to talk, and apparently we all just sound the same, so whatever. All right. What's up, guys? I hope you're having as much fun as I am. I'm moving here. That's all there is to it. This place is awesome. Victoria sucked because I could remember everything, and I always showed up to work on time. I wish I could say the same about this place. Well, I'm going to get some rest before I go out again tonight. I'm planning to watch the fireworks from the beach while I'm in the water. Have you ever drank a Mai Tai? Thanks for your support. Take care. And I hope to hear from you soon. P.S. 807 days left.
That's 2 years left.
So this is the number of days left in the Navy then. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so.
So
I didn't write where I was.
That's San Diego.
No.
You said you were in the water watching fireworks.
The subject line is Happy 4th of July. So apparently I probably already knew where you were.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to reference it. Like you wouldn't
Victoria
reference it.
Victoria was go ahead. The place I was describing was Waikiki.
Okay, I figured it was Hawaii.
And Victoria is in Canada. It's near Vancouver, and that was our first port visit. And then apparently I referenced compared to Victoria, Hawaii was awesome. And I think that was my first.
Hey, is that when I saw you?
I don't think I saw you the first time I was in Hawaii because we went a handful of times. I don't think I ever saw you in Hawaii, did I?
Yeah, we did. You took me on the carrier.
Oh shit. Well, that was a memorable day.
No shit. You don't remember us hanging out with your friends, and then when I tried to hang out with you guys again, they were like, "We don't want to hang out with that guy."
I thought that was in San Diego. I thought we were in San Diego for that.
Well, it probably did happen in San Diego too. I mean, I know
the same reaction.
The same reaction. Who is this weird fucking sub guy trying to touch my ass? So
in the meantime, Crystal wasn't included on this email because the date was 2004, July 4th, 2004. So, what do you think you were doing in 2004?
Me?
Crystal? Yeah.
I was in the second grade.
Okay.
But this was when, like, of course, he wouldn't send me emails. I didn't have an email, but he would send us voicemail. Like, he would send us voicemails, but purposely for us to leave them on the home phone. That way, like, because mom.
You can listen to him again.
Mom told me years later, or even like I think even before, like maybe a year before, like he left. You know, I would say like, why do we have these many? Because they would say like. We had like 20 voicemails. I'm like, why don't we just clear this? Like, mom was like, no. So that way, like, you know, whenever we miss your brother, we can just re-listen to them and like hear his voice or whatever. And then like, until we had the home phone, until we got rid of it, it was still there. Like, even after like, I think it was even after you guys moved,
wow.
to Houston. Yeah, they
so you
were
had
still
it for a while then
on the thing, just as kind of like logs. But that's crazy how, like, that's how we kept track of that. Cause you know, you guys had emails, but this whole technology thing, like how you said, these are going to be here for a while. Like, you know what I mean? It's on forever. The internet rather than like.
So we all know who your mom's favorite was now.
Yeah.
So
we could answer all of our voicemails if we had any. I'm pretty sure they're all.
So I remember when I first got like my cell phone, I actually invested in a cell phone finally. And I was talking to Crystal, and you might have been like 7 or 8 years old, maybe around that time. And we were talking and just talking about nonsense like you do with a 6 or 7 year old. And then I remember I was on the carrier and on the 1FC on the announcing circuit, they're like, there's a drill, fire, fire, fire. Like, and then over the phone, Crystal, you heard that and you're like, what is that? And I'm like, they're running a fire drill. And you're like, there's a fire there? And then I said, no, it's just a drill. They're like, it's like pretend. And then you're like, you guys are pretending. You guys are silly.
Oh man!
So, I thought it was like a fake fire.
I guess I don't know. Yeah. Like I was trying to explain what a fire drill was to a 7 year old. You're like, you guys are silly. Yeah. So basically, we're just prancing around pretending to have fires. That's what adults do.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
I would say something like that, though.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, so one thing, like, we don't have archived anywhere, which I would just be dying to have somewhere. Oh, two things. Number one, that shot of us pushing them down the hill.
Oh, my God. Every time right? I try to describe something like that, I try to describe that to anybody here in Kentucky,
It was Alexa and Megan, or who was there?
Alexa and Megan.
Okay, yep.
But it always seems like an understatement of like what I know actually happened.
Yep.
And every time I was like, man, I wish I had that footage.
Yeah.
It's like when, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead, no.
But there was one time where Quiel and I were looking through our cassette tape videos, probably for about hours, because he was trying to find this one 20-second footage of me getting hit in the head by a plastic golf club by Niccolo, by my cousin.
Right.
And it was maybe titled like Crystal's Gymnastics Competition or something. And Quia Allen scratched it off and titled it Crystal's Golf Hurt.
Golf Hurt?
It took us forever to find that.
But you actually found it though.
Yeah, we found it. We don't have the snowboard one.
Yeah,
the sledding one.
Exactly the snow sled fail. We don't have that one.
For our lifetimes, we always had the technology to record video, but as far as editing it, we never really bothered to. We'd always just go back and watch the raw footage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was painful.
Like any and all we recorded, we would just have to sit there and watch it all. Because skipping chapters through a DVD, we couldn't even do, or you know, we didn't.
You'd have to rewind or fast forward the VHS.
Yeah, so we would just. It's and sometimes it's like a 4-hour video.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you call it? So last night I was going through a lot more than there's those two boxes of letters, and then there was a couple other boxes my mom and dad held on to me. There was two or three hard drives which I promptly destroyed, and then. And then there was also cameras and
digital cameras,
mini discs for a mini disc player,
yeah.
An old iPod shuffle, the stick ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had my first digital camera, the tiny
Sony brick. One, right?
That tiny blue brick one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were like, you hung it off like a lanyard off of your neck, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because then what would happen is I get into clubs and they're like, oh, no cameras allowed. I'm like, cool. And I just keep walking. You know, and then they're just, you know.
They don't know you're wearing one right on your necklace because it's so small.
Yeah, it's a 2 megapixel camera.
So how much of that
stuff? So I had the.
How much of that stuff do you, like, did you think about saving, or how much of it did you just say, yeah, it's kind of fun remembering it, but I'm there's no use for it, so I'm gonna throw it away?
Of all the stuff that I had there, I probably threw about 97% of it away. I was just like, this doesn't pertain to my to my life now. Like, you know, what am I gonna do with an iPod shuffle?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't even have ways to power these hard drives. I found floppy disks, you know, labeled like
Jones in the Fast Lane.
You know, or porn gifts, you know, like whatever, you know. So, you know, I could probably fit four porn gifts onto one.
That's a patient load right there.
Not videos, just like the GIF.
Yeah, and then I'd have to find something to play that actual file too.
Yeah.
So, and then with it being less than 2 megabytes, it's probably like this big on the screen.
Right.
So, you know, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, I remember I had a collection of videos that I had online that I used to keep with me all the time because they were funny. But now YouTube, e-bombs, were that you can find that shit.
Holy
anywhere.
Crap! Yeah, yeah. It's too easy.
Before, I used to hoard that shit. Yeah, I used to hoard that shit because I always thought, oh man, you know, internet's great.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's just like, it's, you get new shit.
It's too easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I was trying to think about how many times or how much time I'd spent and then wasted essentially, like trying to organize and reorganize like my iTunes library or something like that.
Oh my gosh, we talked about this before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
Like the $9 I spend on Spotify a month justifies me having to deal with
exactly.
iTunes at
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Paul, I was thinking this, the second thing besides that one, the second thing that I wish we had archived somewhere, but I have no idea where it is during my wedding, which you officiated, you had a stack of papers through which 90% of those papers, you just shuffled and said, nope, and flipped to the next page and nope, flipped to the next page. You're like, what the F? What you told me later, obviously, was like you thought the tone was not right for the situation.
Well, I saw Su Ling's face, and I'm like, this is her way.
Right.
Like, you know, like.
Which is fine. I totally respect that. However, now would be a perfect time to kind of read that. Because this is not my wedding, but I don't know what you have in store for me, bud.
The south went like, north. You're written by Chris Lanson.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember the